You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
Poort FM.
Poort FM. It's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
It is the 411 with your boy Shati.
And your girl Nikki.
And you are tuned into the 411 right on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. In studio today, we have my school friend, South African idolist, contestant, Valentine Mate. She has multiple songs under her belt. She's done a couple of big projects in South Africa. And welcome.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Hello, lovely.
Hi, I'm good. How's everyone?
We are good.
Thank you for having me. We are so excited to talk to you about your new song, but we're also going to be asking you about other things in your career and your life. So let's get straight to it. Can you describe Valentine in 5 words?
In 5 words, I would say spunky. Loud, loving, kind, and resilient.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. All right. Okay. So who inspired you to follow this career path? Like, what was or is your plan to be?
I think, I don't know. I don't have like a point of reference as to who inspired me. I just, you know, just loved, you know, music. While growing up, but obviously other musicians, like, you know, but I think I was very young to say that they inspired me, but I just listened to the music and I just knew that I loved it. I think I would say that.
Okay, so what was your plan if music didn't work out? Like, what was your backup?
Funny enough, I never thought of that.
Really?
I never thought.
So you've never been in a situation where it was like, if the singing doesn't go for me or doesn't go well for me, then what am I going to do?
No, I think, obviously, like, when you grow up and you have responsibilities, there's that thing to say, oh, my God, like, what if my career doesn't go well? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had that moment where I, like, sit down and, like, if I don't make it, like, what else would I do? Like, I don't know. I've had, you know, interest in other things, in beauty, you know, in makeup, those things. But I never really, like, sat down and be like, if music doesn't work out, I would be, like, you know, in an office or whatever.
But it just comes to show that, like, this is really, truly your passion.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about
there's
it.
There's no other
Most
option.
Definitely.
Your mind isn't clouded with, you know, your career path.
Definitely.
So, therefore, you didn't think or second guess, what am I going to do? And that's very, very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so how was your SA Idols experience?
Idols was, oh my God, do I even remember? Yo, that's so long.
Such a blur.
Yeah, right? It was so long ago, like, I think 6 years ago, to be exact.
Do
you know? Because I was there 2016.
Okay.
Right? But it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
I think it just woke me up, if anything, as to what the industry
is
really
all about.
Is.
Yeah.
Because you literally get everything in one package. You become famous. You become a superstar. You learn a lot of things in a short space of time.
Okay.
So it's like you are getting the industry in like a space of 3 or 6 months, depending how long you are in the competition. So it was a great experience. There was a lot of learning, you know, that happened in that competition. I would say that a lot of learning and great fun experience, obviously.
That's nice. Like,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Maybe it is a little bit of a blur, but, and maybe it was like that nudge, you know, to kind of be like, this is really what I want to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. Know? Yeah.
I love it.
Hold that one. I just want to ask you quickly, what was your favorite Idol's performance? Because I have one, but I want to hear yours.
I wonder. it has to be one. Oh, no.
Which one came to your mind first?
Yes. The one that came first was definitely my first top 16 performance.
Okay.
When I did Halo.
Ooh.
Because I opened the show and I was very nervous. But,
of course.
Yeah, the adrenaline, I can still remember the adrenaline. I would say that one.
My one is the Whitney number.
Really?
Because you did it so effortlessly, especially the fast parts. I was like, what?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Goosebumps.
Bro, I was like, that's my friend.
Yes. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I won't lie.
All right. So what are the pros and cons of the music industry that you face?
Oh, my God. I think the pros is doing what you love.
Yes.
Doing what you love. Nothing beats being on that stage. Seeing, like, you know, the audience's beautiful faces smiling back or singing, you know, the song back to you, especially if it's an original.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Another pro would say money. There's a lot of money in the music industry. Don't get it twisted. Although people are like, oh, it's a different industry or what, but there is a lot of money.
And I'm sure, isn't it? It's probably because of like the sponsorships and all that, right?
Yeah, sponsorships. And, you know, I think people just want to pay for your talent. Mm. Like if you say, I'm a singer, I have a band.
And this is my fee.
Yeah, this is my fee. People will drop 60,000.
Just
know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're begging these bands.
I promise you. It's just unfortunate that people think that when you're in South Africa, like you have to be on TV all the time to make money. Obviously, yes. When you're doing your own songs, yes, you want people to buy your music. But there's corporates, you know, there's events. Mm. So you can capitalize on that while you're still building yourself.
Definitely.
Okay.
The cons, I would say, obviously it's hard to get into the limelight and get opportunities.
Yes.
As much as you get money, it's also expensive to make music. People don't know that. Mm-hmm. It's very, very
expensive.
PR.
Changing the beat and
doing
this and time.
It's a lot of money, you know, to make music, to just release one song. It's a lot of money. I think those are the cons. There's a lot, obviously, but I think those are the ones that stand out the most for me.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, so before we go, you know, I would like to ask, can you tell us about your new song,
Be Free?
Because we are going to play it, you know.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit, but not too much.
Well, Be Free, oh my God, I just wanted something different, you know. I feel like people who listen to my music don't actually have an idea of the kind of music that I make, funny enough, because I'm still a new artist.
Okay.
So I feel like I still haven't found my genre as yet, niche.
Yes.
So we'll only gather that information once I have like a full project.
Okay.
But Be Free is like a fun, you know, the beat, it bounces off, you know, the lyrics are easy, you know, it's catchy, it's about love, you know, which is like my thing. So yeah, it's just a fun, dope song, man. It's not serious. It's for everyone, really. And yeah, I hope people enjoy it.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
So guys, this is Valentine Mate with Be Free.
Yay.
Unlock the chains of hurt. I've had all this time. I've had in my life. I need a new view from what I used to be. Now that I have you.
Guys, that was Valentine Mate, Be Free. Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. And like you said, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's very vibrant,
it's
you
very,
know?
Very, very vibrant, yeah.
It catches you and you're just like, yes, yeah. I want to be free.
I
want to
be free.
I want to be free. So what was like, okay, let's say like when you wrote the song.
Yeah.
You know, like what were you, I don't want to say like what were you going through, but like
yeah,
when you were writing
yeah.
this song,
yeah,
what was going through your mind?
So I didn't, obviously like I'm an artist,
yes.
and everything that I write has to, not, well not has to be, but it can be something that I've went through or something like that. So
I see.
But there are songs where it's like production, where you just listen to the beat and you're thinking for someone else.
Mm.
So with this one, it is personal.
Okay.
Yeah, it is personal in a sense that I went through something.
Okay.
And it ended very badly.
I see.
So sometimes, you know, as women, I wanted to write the song for other women.
Okay.
Because, you know, music allows other people to, you know, express themselves, you know.
True.
So I wanted other women to, you know, to know that it's not only them that go through like what I went through,
yeah.
which was we tend to carry like our past experiences in relationships and we bring it to new relationships.
Mm. Oh, that's so true.
Right?
And we talk about that a lot. Hey?
Yeah, we do that a lot. And you're not even conscious
exactly
when it happens, right? So I was thinking that, you know, I'm in a new relationship. This person loves me so much, but I'm still carrying, you know, what
the
I
past.
Went through, right?
Yeah.
So it comes like, that's what the song talks about, me being free when I'm with him
okay.
and actually allowing him to love me.
Oh,
do you know what
gosh.
I mean? So, yeah. That's what I wanted.
That.
I feel like you have a hit in your hands.
Right?
I feel like this is going to do good.
People
this
need
is...
to wake up.
Come
hello,
on now.
They're skipping on Valentine's
Day. We don't only want to bamba. We also want to be free.
Yes. Right? No, thanks, guys. But yeah, that was the inspiration.
So will we be getting a music video for Be Free? And can
yes.
I be your love interest?
Yeah,
listen to Rashawn.
I want to be a love interest. You can be free with me.
Oh, okay, honey. You look good on camera. Honestly.
I mean, hello.
Hello. No, there will definitely be a video
for good.
Be Free. We're just trying to, you know, plan everything accordingly mm-hmm. so that when we drop the video, it's just not sitting, you know.
Yes.
We want it to be out there.
You want to make moves and like
yeah.
like blow up
definitely
yes.
definitely
yeah.
that's the goal, you know, and obviously, you know, getting support from everyone else that would be amazing. So we'll make sure that we deliver quality, but the music video will definitely be there. I'm excited.
I love that. Okay,
yeah.
All right, so are you dropping more music? Like
definitely.
LP, EP?
Yeah, I'm definitely dropping an album. Just not sure which month.
Okay.
But the songs are there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. The songs are there.
All right.
Yeah.
You just got the 411 right.
Literally.
Someone
literally.
Else.
Yes. But yeah, the songs are there quite a lot, I must say. So we have to choose which songs will
you
make
even
it.
Have to choose.
Yeah, you have to
okay.
choose.
She's giving me Beyoncé status.
You know,
like I have 40 choose. Songs and only 10 can make the cut.
Like, what
yeah.
am I gonna
yeah,
do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, definitely going to release new music. That's I think that's what I wanna do. If yeah. anything for 2022
yes.
is to release music
and just let the world hear
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Definitely.
So who is your dream collaboration? They can be dead or alive, and they can be local or international.
Oh,
so you can give us two.
Tricky. Okay. Oh, that is so tricky. Dead or alive. I like that. I like that a lot. I would have loved to collaborate with Puff Johnson. I don't know if you guys know her. Puff Johnson was one of the ladies, like with your Tamias.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
in the 1990s, somewhere there.
Yes.
Oh my God, that album literally inspired me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That album, I still even listen to it today.
Today, okay.
So I would have loved to collaborate with Puff Johnson, even if it's not to like sing with her in a song, maybe write something
yes.
for me.
Yeah.
I would have loved that, guys, so much. Another person that I would like to collaborate with is definitely Zonke. Like,
oh, yes.
If you know Valentine, you know that I die for
I
that woman.
It.
I love her so much. And some of my music is really inspired by her
okay.
because her writing is absolutely impeccable.
Mm.
You know, vocals on vocals, live performance. That's definitely the kind of artist that I would like to be,
I
you know,
it.
In South Africa, in the world, you know, definitely. I actually got a chance to speak to her.
You did?
Oh,
I
that's
did.
Dope.
I did. She knew my name.
Oh.
She video called me. She's like, oh my God, I love you. You know,
oh.
you really know me. And I cried, guys.
What
yeah,
an
your amazing
moment.
Moment.
Yes.
I love that for you.
Oh, I cried. Like one of the producers I work with, Drum Pope, he
mm-hmm.
works for Kalawa. He works with her all the time. So he just video called me. And
I was like,
here's
your biggest
oh,
fan.
I cried. Can you believe it? But
I loved it. I
what
loved
a
it.
Moment.
It was so
a surreal
so,
moment.
Yeah, it was surreal.
You know?
Surreal. Yeah.
All right. So lastly,
yeah.
any advice for the youth of today that wants to venture into the music, entertainment industry?
Ooh, oh my God. You know, I used to take these very lightly,
mm-hmm.
but I realized that, you know, while I was still trying to get to the competitions,
okay.
to whatever, I really listened when other artists spoke.
Mm.
So I don't take it very lightly. I would say that be patient.
Okay.
Be patient. It's a very rocky road. Be very patient. Always have people that you trust around you,
mm.
you know, especially your family. Have
okay.
your family around
mm-hmm.
because they are your, like, your ground roots,
yeah.
you know. So they will always ground you if you're going left,
okay.
you know. We don't want you on TV mm. blowing money.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? As much as you're patient, I mean, you can blow up just like this.
That's
you know?
True.
So make sure that you have, you know,
that
stable support.
Mm.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? And enjoy yourself. And don't listen to what people say, especially
okay.
the negative comments.
Because
yeah.
there's a lot of people who told me, you know, oh my God, music is so difficult, blah, 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 blah. I'm
and
leaving
you just
my dream.
Were like,
mm.
you know,
whatever to those
whatever.
Negative comments.
I'm leaving my dream. I'm performing. I'm singing. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it's a big stage or it's a small stage.
Yeah.
You give it your 110%.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
If you're singing for two people, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, remember, sorry to break. Remember I sang at the school matric fair.
I remember.
That moment till today is on my bio.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's on my bio.
You know what she used to do? Before we wrote exams, before we went into the wall, she would sing Adele music for
imagine.
Us. Just to calm everybody's nerves. And we'd be like, can you sing this one for us?
Yeah,
we'll sing that
and
one.
I would,
she
oh.
was... And we hosted the Valentine's
yeah.
Day party together, you
yeah.
and I.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
we had a lot of cool school moments.
We did.
That
so,
is awesome.
Yeah, so I just want to tell the young ones that never look
mm.
down on any
mm-hmm.
opportunity that you were given.
Yeah.
Always give it your best because that's your story.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to be talking about. I don't care if you're on Metro or what.
Yeah.
I still talk about that moment, like, even
mm-hmm.
if I'm on TV or
yep.
whatever. So that small moment now has become a part of, you know, my
journey.
My journey.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So I want them to not, you know, take lightly of whatever they
mm.
do, you know, and always express yourself the best way you know how.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, wear color hair, wear pink,
if
whatever.
You
know?
Know?
Yeah,
yeah,
you're an artist. You are
express
allowed to
yourself.
Do anything.
Yes.
Listen, guys. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I want to tell them. And, you know, always keep your faith strong.
Mm.
And it's all in God's hands, you know.
Yep. Amen, and amen, amen.
Yeah, just keep pushing, man. Just keep pushing. And someone will hear you.
Yeah,
someone will hear you.
Quote of today, keep pushing, someone will hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I love that. All right. That was awesome advice.
Thank you.
That was awesome advice.
I felt like I was also giving myself that advice as well.
So you're and taking
I,
it in.
I'm taking it. Yes. I love the part you said when you said, like, you know, stick to family or people that know you to kind of pull you back and be like, listen, you kind of going off the, you know, because you need
this is not the brand image. This is not the brand image.
You need your mom to spank you a little bit.
Yeah, come back,
Yeah.
So guys, interesting, just to put it out there, she attended Prosperity. So she's basically from... Yeah. As okay. well, so she's part of the community, even though she's
from. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
We can claim her as one of our
Please do.
I mean, we need to go to school and just blow up quick.
That would
real
be
quick.
So cool.
So, yeah, guys, we are going to bring you more music. We were so excited and enjoyed speaking to you, Valentine.
Thank you for having me.
Don't be a
Thank
stranger.
Thank you so much.
Definitely
and
not.
We're definitely looking forward to that album.
Yes.
And we'll
please.
Talk about my music video role off,
oh,
off the
God,
air.
Oh, my God, shot.
But, yeah, guys, do enjoy Don't Go Anywhere because we have D-Motive coming into play that. Saturday starter pack, and who knows, in the future things might just be great, hey?
And you might see Rashad on, you know,
video. You never know, huh?
I'm trying to secure the bag.
You see that, you see that. Thank you so much for joining us,
Listen,
Valentine.
You guys were amazing. Thank you for having me.
So have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.